Greetings, friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim, Dine Arvus. We've already seen the flows from Mitaras Hashem, Baruch Hashem, and now we will continue. We've been learning from the Torah of Hagaon Rabbi Avraham Farbstein, the Rosh Hashiva of Chevron, and B'ritz Hashem, we will see more niflos. This year should be a special schus for Tzvi ben Yittel, Moshe ben Malka, Sherfu Shlem Soch Shechol Yisrael, and the schus of Imari Mirasi Sheyichyu, the schus of Avram Yosef ben Chana Rafu Shlema, the schus Yoshua Shuki ben Rachel Rashel Rafu Shlema, the schus Rabbi Avram Noach ben Rachel, Fuh Shleima, and Nechagitl Bas Reb Chaim Tzvi, Eliza Rachel Bas Reb Chaim Tzvi, Reb Chaim Tzvi ben Eliyahu, Deishol Abracha Vatzlacha, Olin Nishmas, Eliza Rachel Bas Reb Chaim Tzvi, Olin Nishmasa, and Olin Nishmas Reb Chaim Tzvi ben Eliyahu, and Schus Maris Rachel Esther, Bas Reb Shmuel Yitzchak, Chay Techa Latzel, Abracha Vatzlacha. The two Ray Evan write, Bedas HaBahag, which is brought in Tosvis, and Brachas, Emches Amar Aleph. This two Ray Evan, we quoted in the previous shir. That, the way the two Ray Evan quotes it is that the Bahag holds that Misha Yatza Eino Motzi Bedar Raisa. This two Ray Evan is in Rosh Hashanah. Somebody who was already Yotze cannot be Motzi somebody else on a Doraisa level. And the Achronim are Tamei on the Turei Evan from the Bahag himself, who writes Linyan Tkia, even though it's Doraisa, She Yatza Motzi. So how can the Turei Evan say in the name of the Bahag that Yatza Eino Motzi B'Doraisa, if the very self same Bahag writes that Yatza Motzi, that if you're ready Yotzi, you can be Motzi others when it comes to Tkia Shofar, which is Doraisa? So hopefully we'll get to an explanation of the Bahag. And he adds, the Turei Evan adds, that nevertheless, Misha Dain Lo Nifter Mechiyuvo, Ve'ose Mitzvah Vur Chavero, Achu Gufo Aino Rotze Latzis Bezeh. Let's say you have a case where somebody who wasn't yet Pater from his Chiyuv, and he does a Mitzvah for his friend, but he himself doesn't want to be Yotzei. You're not Pater yet. In other words, you're still Chayav, but you do a mitzvah for your friend, but you don't want to be Yotze. Even though you're not Yotze, you're still Motzi your friend. In other words, you can be Motzi your friend without being Yotze yourself. Because the person doing the mitzvah, he's Mechuyav, and he's Roy Lotzeis. He's fitting, if he would want to be Yotze. So Mele, he could be Yotze his friend, that even though he's not being Yotze, he can still be Motzi his friend. Aval im Yotze kvar, but if he was already Yotze, and therefore he's not Roy to be Motzi himself anymore at that time, he cannot be Motzi es Acherim. You can only be Motzi Acherim if you're Roy Lotze, either if you're Yotze befoel, and you're concretely Yotze, or you're fitting at least to be Yotze. And even if you're not Yotze befoel, but if you can't be Yotze at all, then you're not Motzi others. And it would appear that this Svara is only about a mitzvah. A mitzvah, as we discussed in the previous shir, then the Gemara talks about Yotze Motzi, the Gemara talks about it in the context of brachas. We discussed mitzvahs, as there are arvus by mitzvahs. So the chiddush of the Turei Evan is that when it comes to a mitzvah, so even if you're not Yotze, you could still be Motzi others as long as you're Ro'ui Latzeis. because you're Rai Latzeis, you could be, but if you're already Yotze, then you can't be Motzi others. So it would appear that this Svara is only been mitzvah. It's only when talking about a mitzvah, but by a bracha that you make for other people, if you're not Yotze, the bracha yourself, you cannot be Motzi others. The chaluk din mitzvah midin bracha. That there's a distinction between the din of a mitzvah and the din of a bracha. That a mitzvah, you can be motzi somebody else even though you yourself are not yotze. But a bracha doesn't work like that. If you're not yotze, you can't be motzi somebody else, even if you're roi latzeis. Why? Because a mitzvah, as long as you're roi latzeis bezeh, there's still a shame, it still has a shame ma'aseh mitzvah. Even though you're not yotze because you don't want to be yotze. Nevertheless, lo paka mizeh shem ma'aseh mitzvah. It still retains the Shem Ma'isa Mitzvah. But a bracha, kol heichi de'eno rotze latzeis ba, if you don't want to be yotze in the bracha, Shem bracha levatala alad, it's a Shem bracha levatala. So if you're not yotze with this mit bracha, how can you be motzi somebody else? It's a bracha levatala. So lo mebaya, when you make the bracha for your friend on achilas matzah shel chavero, or on achilas lulav shel chavero, that you can't say over here that you're roi latzeis bebracha zu, how can you be yotze with this bracha? The only way you could be yotze with a za bracha is if you are doing the maisa yourself. And here you're making the bracha on your friend's maisa. So avadi you can't be yotze with the bracha. So such a bracha wouldn't work for your friend. And if you make a bracha for your friend and now you want to eat the matzah or you want to take the lulav with this bracha, you cannot do so. You may not do so. Why not? Because the bracha is not being made for you. You don't want to be yotze. So this is a bracha levatala. Mamish doesn't fly if you're making it for somebody else. You can't be motzi that other person if it's just for somebody else. But even tkiya shofar, when you make the bracha and then you blow for your friend, and if you want, you could be yotze with this bracha. Here we're not talking about where your friend takes the arba minim and you make the bracha for him. There you certainly couldn't be yotze with this bracha because it's for your friend. And even if you go ahead and take the arba minim, but the bracha is being made for your friend. But let's say you take a shofar and you blow for your friend, and if you want, you could be yotze with this bracha, right? In other words, if you're blowing shofar for your friend and you make a bracha on the shofar, in theory, if you wanted, you could be yotze with this bracha. Why could you be yotze with this bracha? Because you want to be yotze with this bracha. You took the shofar, you're blowing, you could be yotze with the bracha. But that also wouldn't work. Why? Because you don't want to be yotze with the bracha. Since you don't want to be yotze with the bracha, that's a shame bracha levatala. In other words, the moment you say that a bracha is a bracha levatala, so then you can't be motzi your friend with this bracha. A mitzvah, as long as you're roi latzeis, you can be motzi your friend. But a bracha, you can't be motzi your friend if it's a bracha levatala. However, there's something else involved here, and that is arvus. We have arvus by brachos. So if it's a birchas hamitzvah, b'taras arvus, you could be motzi your friend. Afal pi sheyatza motzi, you could still be motzi your friend, b'taras arvus, kaisu areim zeh bazeh. So you need to come on to Arvus for that. So when it comes to a mitzvah, so we saw machlokas in a previous shir, is there such a thing as Arvus by mitzvahs? Do you need to come on to Arvus or not? But by brachas, there's definitely arvus, and therefore, if it's a birchas hamitzvah, then you can make the bracha for, on behalf of your friend, v'taras arvus. Now, if you have a katan, it says in the Turei Evin and Megillah 19b, Prima Gadim, Psicha Koleles. She'eno b'din arvus. A katan doesn't have arvus, because it's not shaykh that a katan should be arv, should be responsible for his friend. Ve'im yatsa, eno motzi. If the katan was already yotze, he can't be motzi others. Now, let's take the svar of the Turei Evin that we just learned, that if a person wasn't yet yotze, he can still be motzi his friend without arvus. Right? The Turei Evin says you don't have to come onto arvus to be motzi your friend if you weren't yet yotze when you do a maisa mitzvah. So, if that's correct, then the same thing would apply to a katan. A katan who isn't yet yotze can be motzi others yidei chovasan, even though he doesn't want to be yotze, and he's not yotze. Because you don't have to come on to arvus. Yes, there's no arvus for a katan, but when it comes to doing a mitzvah on behalf of somebody else, and you could theoretically be yotze with this mitzvah, so according to the Turei Evin, you don't have to come on to arvus. Arvus is afal pi sheyatza motzi, that even though you're already yotze, you could be motzi other people. But if you haven't yet been yotze, then you could be motzi other people even without arvus. So same thing with a katan who doesn't have arvus, he could be motzi other people when he hasn't yet been yotze. Parenthetically, it's clear that the mitzvah of chinuch was said b'chol gidrei ha-mitzvahs. V'yem ha-katan eino rotze lotze, eino yotze. So there's the mitzvah of chinuch in all mitzvahs for a katan, and if he doesn't want to be yotze, he's not yotze. And all the gedarim of kavanah b'mitzvah were said about a katan, because he's motzi others, like we see in the Mishnah and Megillah, and in the Rishonim, and he has to be mechavin to be motzi them. So you see that the gedarim of mitzvahs apply to a katan as well. We have in the Mishnah kol ksherim likur sa Megillah chutz mecher shayta v'katan, Rabbi Yehuda machshir v'katan. Megillah yotes, amid beis. So if he has kavana not to be motzi, he's not motzi. The Turei Evin writes in Chagiga and Davav that according to the Mandamra mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, the mitzvah of a katan is not considered a maisa mitzvah. But since his katnas causes this, that it's not called a maisa mitzvah, it still has a shame mitzvah chinuch. So that's the famous kasha, right? How's a katan makayim a mitzvah shrichas kavana? He can't have kavana. It's only a katan. And the answer is no, because katnus are garmalo, this is part of his mitzvah chinuch. But on kolpanim, back to our discussion, if the katan doesn't want to be yotze, then he's not yotze. But still, he could be motzi others, even though he doesn't want to be yotze, as long as he could theoretically be yotze, because we don't have to come on to arvus. Katan doesn't have arvus, but the Turei Evin says you don't need to come on to arvus if you haven't yet been yotzei the mitzvah. So the same would apply to a katan. However, when it comes to kiddush, there's a din bracha. And a katan would not be able to make kiddush unless he himself is being yotzei. So otherwise it would be a bracha levatala. And if the other person is only chayav derabanan, and a katan is being mekadesh for him, so it would be a problem, because here you're talking not about a mitzvah, you're talking about a bracha. When it comes to a mitzvah, so a katan that wasn't yet yotzei could be motzi others, because you don't need to come onto arvus. But by a bracha, the only way it's going to not be a bracha levatala is because of arvus, if the katan isn't yotzei. And therefore, a katan wouldn't be able to make a bracha for somebody else. So we still have a lot more to talk about. And I asked the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that he give us life and health and Simchas Chaim, and we'll get there in Mirtz Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, Svidus, and most beloved.